More of Lake Effect Now. I'm Mitch Tyke. Wisconsin is fortunate enough to have one of the most popular destination areas for vacationers in the country. Door County is known for its rustic elegance, its natural beauty, its jams and jellies, its cherries. It's also known for peace and serenity. Author Patricia Skalka has been traveling to Door County for nearly 30 years. She and her family have a rustic cottage where they stay to enjoy the serenity and the county's culture. But her long periods of time there got her to thinking, what about the dark side of Door County? Enter Dave Kubiak, a character Skalka created to explore that dark side while having a dark side of his own. Kubiak, a former Chicago detective, relocates to Door County to get away from all the death and mayhem he's encountered in his life. What he didn't expect was to find more death than mayhem in Door County. There's a murderer on the loose in Skalka's new mystery novel, Death Stalks Door County. Skalka, who is a former writer for Reader's Digest, joined Lake Effect's Eleanor Peterson by phone and explained what draws her to writing, whether it's fiction or journalism.
I think you need people who are credentialed, who know how to get the information that is necessary to share with the public. I mean, it's an essential role. I mean, I think it's fine that in the kind of media we have today that many people are able to express opinions or shed the light on events and incidents and that may not otherwise be known to the general public, but I still think you need people who have that additional layer of expertise and really know how to pull things together.
So an expertise in just writing for nonfiction, or you're also referring to fiction writers, novelists, mystery writers, all kind of writers?
All kind of writers. I really believe that. You know, it's nice that people have the means to express their ideas, to bring their stories to light. I think it's marvelous that, you know, you can do memoirs, you can produce your own short stories, you can publish just about anything you want. But I still think that there's a definite space, an area, a need for people who have just a little bit more of a level of expertise. And maybe it comes from experience, or maybe it just comes from some innate talent. I mean, some people are just born being better storytellers than other people, whether they're telling the stories verbally or putting them down in writing. But a lot of it just comes from doing it again and again and again and learning as you go.
So with your vast amount of experience ranging from the Reader's Digest to being a ghostwriter, when planning out the end product, how does writing fiction such as mysteries differ from writing nonfiction such as medical interest stories?
Well, there are many similarities insofar as you have to have the concept of going full circle. In other words, you have to bring the reader to a solution that feels right, that feels like the story has been completed in the way it should be. And I always did that when I did nonfiction, and then I tried to do that in my fiction as well. They differ insofar as when you're doing nonfiction, you're really limited to what you learn or what you are told, what you're able to pull from a source or to gather on your own. When you're doing fiction, the world is your oyster because it's your imagination, and you can just go anywhere with it.
Is that a benefit to writing fiction, being where you can create your own product, or does that kind of hinder it because there's just so many options that you can choose from?
Oh, I think it's a benefit because it allows you to kind of pick your own path. And I mean, you can adhere to a stricter storyline, or you can be more creative. You can just about do anything you want with it. But I think you still have to have a sense of some grounding in reality. And in other words, your dialogue has to sound unrealistic. You don't want it to be like plastic or forced. And, you know, your descriptions have to be something that your readers can absorb and really kind of latch on to. If you start describing things that are too outlandish or too absurd, then I think you lose your audience. So you need kind of a measure of both.
You recently released your new book, Death Stalks Door County, and this is the first of the Dave Kubiak mysteries. And with this, you are taking a man who is lived in Chicago and has recently moved up to the Green Bay, Door County area. So how much research did you have to do for those two cities?
Well, I mean, I live in Chicago, so that was not an issue. And I have friends who are Chicago cops and former Chicago cops. So, you know, I've listened to their stories and heard about their experiences and, you know, could turn to them for guidance when I needed it. And I've spent so much time up in Door County that I had, you know, a working knowledge of the terrain and of the people. I talked to the sheriff there, Terry Vogel, who was extremely helpful. Sort of laying out the guidelines for the way they do things and where the parameters are. I explained to him what I was doing and where I maybe pushed the envelope a little bit. And he said, well, you know, that's okay. We do it this way, but this is fiction. And so there was a certain amount of research, but the story, the basic storyline, came from my own imagination and from my own sense of the kind of complex story I wanted to weave. I wanted to have someone who was a newcomer trying to delve into the intricacies of an area where people are known to each other and where stories and family histories go back generations and things are complex. And he's looked upon as someone who is not necessarily privy to the secrets and yet he has to know what the background is, what the history is, in order to solve the crime.
You actually have experience in Door County, do you not?
Yes, I do. I've been going up to Door County for more than 30 years now, and have a family has a summer cottage up there, one of those quaint old, classic, rustic, you know, but casual, charming places, and spent a lot of time there. Much of my book was written sitting on the front porch, looking out over Lake Michigan.
Because the protagonist, Dave Kubiak, who we've been talking about, just recently left his job as a Chicago police detective and is now an assistant park ranger in Door County, where you're saying about how people have been going back for generations. They all know each other. They're somehow almost related in between the two different families or multiple families. Would you say that Dave is running away, or is he getting a fresh start from his past in Chicago?
Well, he's doing both. He is running away from a tragic past. His wife and his daughter have been killed in an accident that he feels that he should have been able to prevent. So he's just burdened, not just with grief, but with tremendous amount of guilt. So he is trying to get away from that, but he's also trying to make a new start. It's a friend who urged him to be retrained as a ranger when he went back to school. It's a friend who pointed him in the direction of this job. And so he views it as a new start. But at the beginning of the book, when he gets there, he's not happy. He feels like it's all been a mistake. So part of the story is his evolution as someone coming to feel that Door County really is his new home. But it takes a while for that to happen. And he also has to come to terms with his own past before he can face the reality of what's happening, because people are dying, and he's trying to just not be involved. He's resisting being involved because he's had too much death in his life, personally and professionally, and he doesn't want any. He's tired of it. He wants to get away from death, and yet it turns out, you know, and as the book evolved, that he is the one person who understands what's happening, who has an objective sense about it, and who can follow the clues and resolve what's happening. So it really is. He has to accept his responsibility to in effect, continue serving and protect. The motto of the Chicago police is to serve and protect. And he realizes at some point that he has to do this.
Because throughout the book, we come to realize that some of these people that he's been working with throughout the town, including the sheriff and the coroner and other city administrators, just kind of want to live in denial and want to write off these deaths as accidental or suicidal. But why are they drawing these conclusions?
Well, for one thing, there is not a lot of murder going. I mean, that's a part of the country that is spared a lot of the violence that occurs in other places. So death isn't, you know, murder and killing are not really something that happens on a daily or weekly or monthly basis or even an annual basis up there. But also it's the tourist season is about to begin. And they, you know, Door County depends very, very heavily. The economy depends on the tourist dollar. and you don't want anything. And this would happen anywhere, not just in an area like Door County, but any place that depends on people coming in to spend time, spend money. You don't want to have anything that's going to discourage them and sort of cause them to go elsewhere. So it's sort of an act of self-protection, really. And I think it's hard when you live somewhere where life is really just almost pleasant and positive on a daily basis. It's hard to face the fact that something horrible is happening in your midst. You know, denial is a very natural kind of human characteristic.
One of the things I really like about Dave is just how quiet and reserved he is, especially at the beginning. And I think he was best described when another character named Beck was referring to him and comparing him to the old adage, the still water runs deep. And he's very quiet, but he understands exactly what is going on. Like you had mentioned before, that seems like he's the only one who is involved, who knows what happened and is not in denial.
Absolutely. But that's his dilemma, because he is aware of that, and yet he doesn't want to get involved. He's waiting for someone else to pick up the charge, as it were. He's waiting for someone else to step up and say, okay, you know, we've got a problem, and this is how we have to solve it. This is what we need to do. And nobody does that.
And you have four more Dave Kubiak's mysteries coming up. What can we look forward to in these future mysteries?
Well, the theme that I had running, you know, right from the beginning is that you have an event that occurs in the present day, but it's always linked to something that goes back years or generations, that there's always the initial germ of the problem or the issue goes back a long time. And so there's a matter of going through layers and digging through these past eras to find out what the motive is, what the reason is, and who the killer is. So that will happen in the next several stories. They're all linked to past events. But you know, these are not like crimes of passion or crimes of the moment.
But they are going to be still set in Door County, or are you going to...
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. They're all a Door County series, and that's going to be the locale. He may have to travel a bit around. In fact, in one, he will travel throughout the state, but the story is based in Door County. And in one, he will actually have to travel out of the country, but it's because of events that start in Door County.
All right. And do you have a couple of book signings coming up?
Actually, I do. I've had several already. I've done signings in Door County. I've done signings in Chicago that have been very, very well received. But I have some coming up in Sturgeon Bay and in Fish Creek. And I've got one coming up in Manitowoc also. And I'm scheduling some in the Milwaukee area. So there's lots to do. And I've had some in Madison. I've got one coming up in Lodi, one coming up in Green Bay. So there's going to be a lot of exposure to readers, and I've actually been just delighted by the interest. I'll tell you just one story. I was talking to someone who runs a very popular gift shop up in Door County, and showing her the book and telling her about it, and she was deciding whether or not she wanted to carry it in her shop, and a group of people came in, and someone looked at the book and just bought it.
Wow.
So she said, oh, okay, I think I'll take a few. But that's kind of the reception that's been happening. And I was at Printer's Row in Chicago earlier in June, and I have an enlargement. There's a map in the book of Door County, and I have an enlargement of that on display, and I had the cover of the book on display. And it was just amazing how many people were just drawn, like by a magnet. They recognized immediately it's a very distinctive geographic layout. And they would come over and say, oh, that's where we stayed, or that's where our cottage is, or that's where my, you know, mother grew up. Or it was just amazing to me how people were just drawn to it.
So then was the cover of your book taken at your cottage, then, or?
No, the cover of the book is a scene that is set in Peninsula State Park. There's the top of that wonderful tower, and looking out into the bay and then to Horseshoe Island in the distance. So that is taken over. My cottage is on the Lake Michigan side, and this is the cover of the book is on the Green Bay side.
So these places are pretty pivotal to the storyline of Deathstalk Storr County then.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Patricia Skalka, thank you so much for being on Lake Effect.
Well, I'm just delighted to, and I would just like to say that your listeners can find the book locally at Boswell Books, at the Barnes & Noble stores in the area, including the one at the Bayshore Mall, Book World in Maquon, and, of course, it's available online as well.
Terrific. Well, thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. Thank you.
Chicago author Patricia Skalka's recent mystery is called Death Stalks Door County, the first book in the Dave Kubiak series published by the University of Wisconsin Press. She spoke with Lake Effect Eleanor Peterson. Skalka has several readings scheduled and points to the north. In the next month, you will find a link to a list from wuwm.com/lakeeffect. That's all for the Monday edition of Lake Effect. Tomorrow on the show, we'll check in with our foreign policy contributor on the things happening overseas, including Ukraine and the Middle East, and much, much more. Hope you can tune in for that, and hope you can join us each weekday morning at 10 for another edition of Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. We're your NPR station in Milwaukee. Stay tuned. Coming up at noon today, it's Here and Now from NPR and WBUR in Boston. But right now, it is 11 o'clock, and stay tuned because Fresh Air is next.